Medtronic film time on Vikings game plan, Vikings and Eagles NFC Championship game. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, Eagles film. Two-thirds of this film involves a very good Philadelphia defense. The other third, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Nick Foles. Let's get after it, beginning with a rough-and-tumble front seven for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Paul, and that's one thing you'll see about the Eagles, is that on the offensive line and the defensive line, they are very, very physical up front. The Eagles don't blitz a lot. Why? Because they don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, they have these guys up front. You have Fletcher Cox right here. You have Long outside on the other side. And Vinnie Curry, who's the defensive end right here. These four, and they line them up in this position. You notice both A-gaps are open, right? So we like to lock our linebackers in there, but they keep both guys super wide.
Yeah.
And it's just for that pass rush, for those pass rush reasons.
But so this is antithetical to what we saw last week with New Orleans.
Exactly. And the difference, though, is look at the power that these guys have. You look at Vinnie Curry being able to inside shoulder on the tackle and collapse two guys down in on the quarterback. Fletcher Cox does another great job working on the guard. He knows, I got to get rid of this football right now because everything's collapsing in around me. He can't find anything, and then he just turtles up, and Fletcher Cox is able to reach over the shoulder of the guard.
And that guy, by the way, Brandon Graham, is a regular defensive end. They move inside in nickel situations.
Which is very, very similar to what we do with Brian Robinson. On third down, you bring an extra defensive end to give you that interior pass rush on the inside. So a very, very powerful front. Another way to line up is they have five guys on the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
The four defensive linemen, and then you have the extra linebacker. The reason they do this is there are five offensive linemen, so you get one-on-ones across the board, and all you have to do is have one guy win. And that guy who likes to win or does win a lot is Fletcher Cox, who's right in the middle. Because the fastest way to the quarterback,
opposite John Sullivan,
is right up the middle. But watch those hands. Sullivan reaches to go punch. He takes that hand, knocks it off, rips Holy underneath, God. And it's a jailbreak to the quarterback. And good thing, too, because look at the coverage down the field.
Whoa.
He has a wide receiver wide open with
a lot
of space to run. And you also have the other route coming underneath it wide open as well. So the DB's best friend is his pass rush, and in this case is a perfect example. So the Vikings offensive line, you have to give your quarterback, Case Keenum, time to throw.
Nick Foles,
we know about the Atlanta game, Paul, how it started and then how it went in the second half. And this exemplifies the play and the type of calls that they were trying to make. And all you're doing for Foles is simplifying. He is looking right at this guy. If this guy stays outside on the inside part of the coverage, then he'll hand this ball off. If indeed he sees him come over here or just stay, then that opens up this zone, which allows the receiver to come underneath. So it just simplifies the game. And you see right here, this is a simple throw and catch. A lot of his throws, Paul, short and underneath. And if you don't have tight coverage on these wide receivers, you're going to have some problems. But that's the essence of what they did and how they changed. The other thing they love to do is throw screens out of the back end. This is something on offense we might think about to slow down that defensive line.
Yeah.
But they get a couple of their guys up front. You get a couple good blocks. And then Jay Ajayi, he's able to make some moves. He does a wonderful job, Paul, setting up blocks and timing. Right here, patient, stays behind his guy, allows his lineman to block two, and they get an extra 23, 24 yards after the play. So Jay Ajayi, he's a good downhill runner, but he's also excellent at setting up screens and operating in space.
So with a lot of what the Eagles do, whether it's Carson Wentz or Nick Foles, a lot of it is, as they call, RPO. Run pass option. Where does that put stress on the Vikings defense?
Well, it puts stress on the guy that has to do two things, because normally you don't count the quarterback in the numbers game, right?
Yeah.
But when the quarterback can run or can scramble, then one guy has to do two jobs, and that's the guy that they're trying to isolate and say, if you bite on the run, the defensive end collapses, then we're going to pull this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Foles is not a big scrambling type running quarterback, so I don't think the option threat is necessarily there. It's that exactly what you said, run pass option. He's either going to hand the ball off to the running back, or he's going to throw it to someone, a receiver.
A couple of good Foles moments. Now watch this.
Well, this is what Foles is not great at. He sits in the pocket. Great protection. Like I said, he couldn't get a more perfect pocket than right here. And what you see here with the Atlanta defensive, with the nickelback, is he guesses. He jumps outside, guesses. Now you have a receiver. There's nobody around him. He's wide open, right? Easy throw and catch.
Not exactly.
You see that is,
and that's right hash to the far side of the field. That's a tough throw.
Exactly. But you've seen our guys do it all the time. Look at the pass to Jarius Wright in last week's game. You have the ability, when you have the ability to get him downfield and he has people open down the field, he just can't get it there. And this is, so Atlanta says, all right, well, we're just going to bunch guys up. We're going to press man. We're going to get on top of guys, not give them free releases. And this is what you get. And Paul, never in the history of football has a pass been completed when thrown out of bounds.
Fair point. Now to Pro Bowl safety Malcolm Jenkins, a converted corner. He's a safety. He's really good.
He is. And normally corners don't get converted to safety for the lack of physicality. But you'll see in this case here, they have extra tight ends. They have the big people on. You have the extra tight end comes in motion. And Malcolm Jenkins playing like a corner, but the safety comes over on top of him. And everyone's saying, okay, we'll get this matchup. We'll get our tight end versus yep. Malcolm Jenkins. That should be a win on the outside. But Jenkins is good. He got his hands out. He gets off the block, and he's able to come up and make a tackle for loss. So you think a weakness. It's kind of like what we see with Trey Waynes, team wanting to get outside, run yep. at Trey Waynes because he's not that big. Malcolm Jenkins, even though he was a corner, is still physical. From a coverage standpoint, you see some guys open in the back end, but their defensive line is so good that they yeah. can cover up for a lot of that. Malcolm Jenkins can make some plays. You just watch this film and you think, our offense needs to be patient. It's not going to be 400 yards of offense, I don't think, in this game. It's going to be long, sustained drive. Don't make any mistakes. If we have a chance to kick a field goal and get points on the board, you got to take it.